This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
The American pianist Laura Downs is well known for her interesting portraits of composers. Her album Exiles Cafe profiles composers who were exiled from their home countries, and her 2016 album America Again focuses on piano miniatures from a variety of American composers, from Aaron Copland to Lou Harrison. Her latest album, For Lenny, celebrates Leonard Bernstein in his centennial year. Like most of Downs's other albums, For Lenny features a number of piano miniatures that revolve around a central theme, the theme here being Leonard Bernstein. I'm Amanda Sewell, and we at Classical IPR are delighted to have Laura Downs joining us today from Sacramento, California, to talk about the new album. Laura Downs, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
Well, let's start with these pieces that Leonard Bernstein composed that he called anniversaries. Tell us a little bit about why Bernstein wrote these particular pieces.
These are small pieces that he wrote for his family and friends over the course of many years of his life. And they're miniatures. They're kind of character sketches. In many cases, they were birthday presents, you know, meant to mark special occasions. And, I think he wrote them because they allowed him to express things, feelings musically that he, you know, maybe couldn't express in bigger forms, in more public pieces. So when I discovered these little pieces years ago, I really felt like I was being given, you know, a window into the private life of this very public artist. And they fascinated me. They're so diverse and so intimate. And I think they're just really special. They're not very well known. People don't know them very well.
And you've included several of Bernstein's anniversaries on this album. Which one should we listen to?
One of my favorites, though, is the anniversary that he wrote for Stephen Sondheim, who, you know, is, of course, a close collaborator. I think it's just a beautiful piece of music and you know, it expresses, I think, a lot about the lyricism that he was able to achieve when he was working together with Sondheim.
Okay, well, let's listen to pianist Laura Downs performing Leonard Bernstein's Anniversary for Stephen Sondheim. The Anniversary for Stephen Sondheim, performed by pianist Laura Downs. Laura Downs is joining us today at IPR from a studio in Sacramento. We're talking about her new album, For Lenny, which is a tribute to Leonard Bernstein. In addition to Bernstein's anniversaries, and we just heard one of those for Stephen Sondheim, this album also includes a number of anniversaries or similar kinds of tributes or character pieces that other composers wrote in memory of Leonard Bernstein. And in fact, some of these are world premieres. So did you commission these for this album?
I did. You know, everything that I love about the anniversaries, I started thinking, well, the way that he reaches out and captures, you know, the the private kind of core, you know, of these people who were close to him. What if I asked composers to reach back and do the same in reflecting on Bernstein as an inspiration, as a friend? You know, these composers reflect really a pretty wide range of American artists. So there are people like Ned Roram and John Corigliano, who knew Lenny very well, you know, who were intimate with him throughout their lives. Other people who were his students, who were mentored by him. And then there are some composers, younger composers, who didn't know him at all, who never even got to meet him, but whose music has been so influenced, you know, by his work, who are so inspired by him, that they feel that they have a personal connection. And so I love it because it's really just kind of a mirror image of the anniversaries that he wrote. And I think that they continue that thread in a really beautiful way.
And which one of these should we listen to?
I think it would be nice to listen to John Corigliano's anniversary for Lenny.
What should we listen for in the Corigliano piece?
Well, John is a person who, you know, is very close to LB. He first knew him as a very young man. John's father, John Corigliano Sr., was the concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic under Bernstein. So John, as a little kid, really roamed those hallways and, you know, just grew up within the embrace of the world of Leonard Bernstein. And I think he was one of the first people I reached out to about this project, and he was so excited to do it. And I think that this just shows pure and simple affection, you know. It's so heartfelt and it's so intimate, and I think it just really is a beautiful, beautiful tribute to someone who formed his musical life from early on.
Well, here is the anniversary for Lenny, music of John Corigliano, performed by pianist Lara Downs. Pianist Lara Downs performing the anniversary for Lenny, music of John Corigliano Jr. I'm Amanda Sewell, and we're chatting with Lara Downs about her new album called For Lenny. So we've heard examples so far of Bernstein's anniversaries that he wrote for other people, and then we heard some pieces that other people wrote as kind of anniversaries for Bernstein. And in addition to these compositions, you include some pieces of Bernstein's. And then for the performances of these, you had help from some of your own friends. Tell us about some of the guests who join you on this album.
Well, there were certain pieces, songs, I guess, all of them, that I really wanted to include here, and I couldn't do it alone. And so I thought about reaching out to American artists who are my colleagues and my friends who really represent very different parts of the musical landscape. Because one of the things that I think that Bernstein did that was so important and remains so important is to, you know, blur or knock down boundaries between different genres and traditions. And that change that he made during his lifetime has really just, you know, created the the musical world that I live in, that we work in. You know, he made so many things possible that weren't possible before. So for me to reach out to colleagues who inhabit very different areas, opera, bluegrass, beatbox, you know, and ask them to collaborate with me in celebrating his music, it just made perfect sense. And I think that the results are really special and something that he would have enjoyed.
And you have so many wonderful collaborators on this album. You have Thomas Hampson, you have the clarinetist Javier Morales-Martinez, Rhiannon Giddens. But I got to say, I'm going to jump at the chance to be able to play beatboxing on a classical radio station. So tell us about what inspired this particular collaboration.
Yeah. So this is a collaboration with Kevin K.O. Olusola, who's a beatboxer, and many people know him from the group Pentatonix. And we just got together and kind of jammed in his studio about a year ago and played around with different songs. And when we started working on the song Something's Coming from West Side Story, we just kind of hit this sweet spot and had so much fun. And in the process, I realized, you know, what a perfect statement here. This song, Something's Coming from West Side, you know, which the lyric is something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is going to be great. It's about the future and not knowing what the future brings. And I think that, you know, that was something that was so central to the life and work and mission and vision of Leonard Bernstein, that, you know, everything that he was doing was pushing into the future and laying the groundwork for the future and supporting young people and their future. And so I love opening the album with this because it's looking back at one of our favorite songs that he wrote and just taking it into the here and now and into a new place, a new space. And I think it's a lot of fun.
And Kevin Olusola is a very forward-thinking musician himself. He's not only a beatboxer, but also, as you said, a singer, performs with Pentatonix, and a classically trained cellist.
Yeah, which is where our connection came from. Yes, our connection came through the NPR show From the Top, because Kevin's an alum. And so one of my friends who's a producer on the show said, you know, I really feel like you guys need to connect. You would do something cool together. No, he's amazing. He can do so many things so brilliantly. And it was just really a very intuitive process to put this together with him. I kind of smile every time I listen to this track.
Well, let's listen to it right now. Here is pianist Lara Downs with beatboxer Kevin Olusola performing Something's Coming from West Side Story. We heard pianist Lara Downs with beatboxer Kevin Alusala performing music of Leonard Bernstein. Something's Coming from West Side Story. That's music from the brand new album by Lara Downs called For Lenny, a celebration of Leonard Bernstein in his centennial year. Lara Downs, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to talk with you.